Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mriwa Gavaza, and for today, we are going to be talking to Michael Barron, who is the CEO of FinCheck, just around some of the collaboration and innovations that they have in their business and in the fintech industry, about how, you know, consumers can actually compare finance via point of sale terminals and some of the other products that they have on hand. So that's how the conversation is going to go. Michael, greetings to you. Perhaps as we begin, you know, just a little bit around FinCheck.
Hi, Modiwa. Thank you. Firstly, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be part of your show. Sure. So FinCheck is a financial marketplace. The company compares South Africa's banks, lenders, and insurers. FinCheck has currently got over 80 different partners contracted. So those are over numerous verticals like business finance, personal finance, life insurance, vehicle insurance, vehicle finance, and more. So the whole objective of FinCheck is to assist people make better financial decisions, and that's done through an independent marketplace. So we started the business around 5 years ago now, and the real crux of the issue that we saw in South Africa was that South Africans are massively indebted, and that's not necessarily only through good debt. So it's not through, you know, the acquisition of assets, etc. It's more through short-term finance, even kind of longer-term finance, and people taking out various loan options at exorbitant interest rates. As well as we see people coming through our platform with 7 funeral policies, for example. And the real crux of our model is to take the South African insurance banking and lending industry, put it into one marketplace so that people can compare it with an independent eye. So that's the kind of key of the business model. So on the one side, we want to make it an independent and free to use comparison engine for South Africans. And then on the other hand, we've created a risk scoring algorithm, which we call Engine. And Engine allocates the best lead to the best partner. So we understand the risk appetites of the banks and lenders and insurers across SA, and we aim to reduce the cost per acquisition for our partners by allocating the correct lead to them. So, for example, if an individual comes through our platform and they are earning, for example, 15,000 rand, there's certain partners who will appeal to them and be more or best suited to them compared to someone coming in with a gross income of 5,000 rand or 40,000 rand. So the real idea of the model is to assist people, make easier and quicker decisions, and then reduce the cost per acquisition for our partners while doing that.
Now, Michael, that, fintech is that intersection between financial services and technology. So it would be remiss of us not to fully understand, or at least ask, what the actual technology is doing. Is it sifting through all the different deals that the banks have, their interest rates, products, risk profiles, etc., and then maybe then giving out a score of probability to, whether or not a customer would be able to gain access to a certain product. So on that one hand, what is the technology actually doing? And then secondly, how are you guys actually making money off of the marketplace, bringing the consumers and the financial services providers together?
All right. So the technology is off the back of kind of consumer information, which we strongly believe is owned by the consumer. So when someone comes and does an application through FinCheck, they'll complete firstly the application form, and that'll be contact details, ID number, gross income, and various other fields depending on what product they're applying for. And then we are connected to the three main credit bureaus in South Africa. We use TransUnion as our main bureau, and we then obviously, with the consent of the applicant, we pull a bureau report on the individual. So a national credit regulated business, and we are a credit bureau reseller. So we take the application information, we pull a consumer report on the individual. So with that, you can see, you know, how many judgments, how many outstanding accounts the person has opened, their credit score, etc. And again, this is with their consent. And then we have API integrations into the banks and insurers. So basically, Engine takes this information. It understands and knows through the API with our partners, it knows what type of person and the risk kind of criteria. It knows it, with some partners, we go straight into their risk scorecard. So we can in essence, pre-vet the individual to 100%. And with some other partners, they don't have the capability to feed that back to us. So we make then the most likely or probable kind of application or probable matches. So at the end of the day, the decision is always up to the consumer. We just aim to present them with the most accurate facts. So to answer your question, Modiwa, more kind of smoothly and quickly, is that we understand what the banks and lenders are looking for in terms of risk scorecard. We do the majority of the pre-vetting, and then we leave the decision up to the consumer as to which partner they would like to choose based on their kind of a list of their best suited partners. So that's the technology behind it, or at least the surface of the technology behind it. And the commercial structures that we have. So the key here is that it is free for the applicant. So we do not charge the person applying for finance or insurance anything. We get commissions from the bank and the insurer. So for each successful deal done, then we get commission off the back of that.
Okay, I get that. So I'm guessing it's quite a big volume game that has to be played for you guys to be, you know, making your margins and, you know, creating that that revenue stream on that end.
So it is a volume game in terms of our business model. And that also speaks to, you know, the thesis behind the business. So in order for us to assist people make better financial decisions, they have to know about us. So we put a lot of emphasis on our distribution. And, you know, if someone is, so taking out finance is a very reactive, 9 times out of 10, it's a very reactive product. It's like I get to the 23rd of the month and I suddenly need cash to get me through the rest, you know. And there's, in South Africa, one of the biggest issues is there's a lot of loan sharks. There's a lot of unethical lending. Companies taking IDs and more as collateral in order to kind of collect the funds at the end of the day. So these kind of distressed individuals are the people that we are looking to assist. So we need to get our distribution is key, and that's kind of where we're going with DashPay, is that we need to be at the forefront of individuals when they need us the most. So moving them away from the loan sharks and moving them into accredited providers, which is obviously the people that we deal with, the companies that we deal with are all kind of legal entities and, you know, play by the rules in terms of financing.
So now that you have started touching on the partnership with DashPay, can you give us some insight into that one? What is it about? What do you stand to gain? What do they gain? But more importantly, what does the consumer actually gain from all this? And yeah, I think let's start there.
Sure. So it's a real exciting venture for FinCheck to be part of and associated with DashPay. DashPay is one of the leading merchant and point of sale providers in the country and internationally as well. So it's really a great venture for us. We aim to get that distribution, which I touched on earlier. We aim to achieve that distribution with DashPay, as they've got a couple of 100,000 devices around the country. So some examples of that is in your vehicle repair stores, in vets, in doctors, in dentists, those types of places where a consumer might be hit with a 20, 30, 40, 50,000 rand bill at the point of sale, and they don't have the cash or the credit facility in order to make that payment. So if you're at a doctor, for example, and or a vet, and there's a surgery that has to happen, which is going to cost 50,000 rand, and you don't have that, you've got the option to compare different credit providers through this portal. And that's the exciting thing for FinCheck in the DashPay model. And we are starting off the relationship with Personal Finance, and we will be moving down the line and starting to offer credit reports, so allowing individuals to check their credit reports. Another key area within our model is to assist people in understanding what their credit report actually means, because it can get quite complex. And our objective is to kind of make that and present it in the most simple way possible, so that your everyday South African can consume it and understand it. So distribution is the exciting thing for FinCheck in this partnership, as well as being partnered with a forefront fintech company. DashPay is a great business to be associated with and work with. And DashPay, look, I don't want to speak on their behalf, but they offer obviously a point of sale technology and hardware to various merchants, and they are going to be logging on different apps in order to provide that merchant with alternatives to just a payment gateway. So FinCheck forms part of their kind of app suite, which they looking to expand on throughout the next year or so.
I think perhaps this might be a good time for us to zoom out a bit to look at consumers as a whole, because businesses like yours as FinCheck, it probably exists for a reason that, you know, you've got consumers on the one side, you know, looking for the best deal when it comes to financial products and all of that, which means there's something that you guys had seen that necessitated you guys to say, okay, fine, we can actually start a business around this, or at least there's an opportunity for us to plug this hole here. So against that backdrop, how are consumers in South Africa actually doing at the moment?
Distressed. They're distressed. So there's numerous reasons. So historically, we are one of the most indebted countries in the world. So that was the reason behind starting the business 5 years ago. And, you know, 2020 has not helped issues. There's an increase in unemployment. And it was actually it's been a really interesting year to watch how various companies have dealt with the situation. I'm going to speak specifically in the credit industry. So a bunch of our partners slowed down. So with COVID, the banks and insurers didn't know who was going to be employed next month or the following month or the following month. So therefore, they were extremely reluctant to give out additional funding or additional insurance products like life cover, vehicle insurance, funeral cover, etc., because they just didn't know the kind of economic viability and the risk involved with, you know, mass retrenchments that are going on at the moment. So that hasn't helped the consumer at all. So I think there's been a bit of a dry up of products available because risk appetites have decreased. So your banks and insurers and lenders have
taking on less risk. So your kind of lower income individuals are struggling to find additional finance and insurance products. So it's been an interesting one to watch, to say the least. And to answer your question, I think, you know, naturally South African consumers are distressed. And the current year and the economic climate
that we've seen over the last 5 months has not helped the situation.
And then coupled with that, around the health of consumers, how would you say the reception has been to fintech such as yours? I think during this time, we've really heard a lot about how digitalization of businesses and also how consumers use technology has actually just been on the rise because, forced adoption because of COVID-19 lockdowns, etc. People don't have that option of walking from bank to bank. For example, just asking questions about what can I get, you sort of turn into a platform like yours, to substitute what someone would have done traditionally in person. So just from that point of view, consumers, the reason I'm asking as was because you mentioned earlier on how your business is focused on volumes and also just having as many people being aware of your business as possible. So could you talk to us about, that, how consumers are actually using fintechs in general and also, making use of a product like yours?
That's actually a great topic. And I'm glad you brought it up. You're 100% right. There's been an aggressive movement into the tech space pushed by this year's proceedings. And this kind of leads into it's made your traditional banks hustle in order to get their online distribution correct and working properly. So you've got heaps of branches that banks rely on in order to gain new customers. And if you're wanting to open up a bank account, you've got to go into a branch. You've got to take all your FICA documentation. They need to verify who you are, and then you can open up an account or get kind of funding or get a credit card, etc. So an interesting thing that we are in the end of creating is a solution where you bypass the need for a bricks and mortar branch. So through the distribution that one has or that our business has with Dash and numerous other companies and online, we have the ability to bypass a branch. So what that means is that we by early next year, we'll have the ability to verify who an individual is through their ID. We'll be able to verify their income and various other things that our partners need in order to digitally onboard them as a solution. So it basically alleviates the need for the consumer to go and visit a branch. And there's been a lot of hype in this space. So there's a couple of South African companies who are doing, ID verification, PDF reading for bank statements, etc. And there's certainly a growing need. And as you said earlier, the partners or the financial institutions are aggressively moving to incorporate these kind of solutions into their onboarding and product suites. So that it's all about the streamline for the consumer. So whichever company makes it easiest to switch between products and take up new products is going to be the business that'll win at the end of the day. Digital means become more socially acceptable, people understand them and trust them, I suppose, at the end of the day. Trust is a big factor, especially when you're dealing with people's documentation and bank statements, etc.
And then, you know, as a sort of to end off, how would you say the market has actually been? Because we've spoken at length about consumers and that the platform that allows people to, you know, find the best deals and move between different finance houses as easily as possible is likely going to be the one to win, you know, on the consumer side. But from your vantage point as a player in the industry, what does the competitive landscape actually look like, and do you think there's enough, you know, room or enough of a pie, piece of the pie, for other players to also come in and compete?
Okay, so there is certainly enough room to play, just based on the amount of on the South African population and the amount of indebtedness and the amount of people who do not understand their basic kind of financial positioning. So there's a lot of people that need assistance. So I think there's a big market out there. There are two companies from Australia who are entering South Africa. So that's you know, that's proof that there is a market in South Africa from a business model perspective. And you know, the key objective here, on the one hand, is to assist the consumer, and on the other hand, is to reduce the cost per acquisition for our partner, for our partners who are the banks. So they are always looking. There's massive competition in the insurance space, in the different banking verticals, etc. And the partners are always looking to reduce their expenses and gain clients at a kind of cheaper price. So I think there will always be a business model to assist them in doing that. And I suppose just, you know, with two Australian companies coming in into the market, it's just reassurance that there is scope in this country. But just from our own personal perspective, we've seen the business grow month on month for the past while considerably, specifically in the credit rehabilitation side of things. So we've got a product called MyFinCheck, which presents an individual's credit report to them for free, in layman's terms. So you just go onto our website, fincheck.co.za, and you'll see get a free credit report. You just click on that and you sign in, and you'll be able to see what your score is, what your outstanding debt is, how many judgments you got, etc. And the organic traffic to that platform has been incredible to see and great to kind of watch, especially during this period where you do have distressed consumers seeking ways to ensure that their credit report, number one, is healthy. Number two is just gaining kind of insight on how to better their credit score and their credit report. And these are all kind of offerings that we offer and what we pride ourselves on. So the organic traffic to our MyFinCheck platform has been great. And that kind of shows that individuals are interested in their financial health and are particularly interested in bettering their score. And just understanding what their report means to them and what different products they can qualify for off the back of that.
And then lastly, because of everything that you're saying, I'm just thinking about, do you ever fear as a business, do you ever fear about disintermediation, that you introduce a particular consumer to a particular financial institution, they take out a product, but that relationship ends up being between the bank and the consumer? Is that a credible fear for the business?
I think no. That is the natural move of the consumer. So the natural move through our platform would be an application. Then we hand the individual off to the bank that they select, and then the dealings are with the bank and the consumer. I'm not worried about it. Obviously, you've pointed out something that we are aware of, but the key to our model is assisting the consumer. And the best thing to do is once they've chosen the bank that they wish to go with, then the most seamless transaction would be for the bank to deal directly with the individual And FinTech should not get involved and add clutter to that movement. So the best user experience and the best kind of model for the consumer is for us to hand them over to him or her over to the bank, and the deal is fulfilled there.
So that's been it with us and Michael Bowron, who is the CEO of FinCheck. And he was just giving us some insight into their business, which seeks to bring consumers and financial institutions together, assisting consumers to actually find some of the best deals that they can. And he's just telling us that, you know, on the one hand, that's what their business is doing. But they've also now ventured into a collaboration with DashPay to actually allow consumers to compare, you know, finance via point of sales terminals. Also talking about the fact that because of the structure of the South African market, there is room for more players to actually come in. Also highlighting that two Australian companies are entering the South African market to offer a similar type of service. But he's just saying that, you know, in a country like ours, you just need to make sure that you provide good quality service and allow consumers to get the most seamless and frictionless service possible, so that they can be able to find the best deals and be able to actually move from one company to another. If you can do that, then there is a market in South Africa for you and your business. So thank you so much, Michael. We really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Modiwa. Have a great day.
This is Modiwa's Tech.
FinTech companies, they really seem to be a big theme on this show, but I guess it is a reflection of the real economy that there seems to be this big intersection at the moment between finance houses and you know, financial institutions with technology, because technology is advancing at such a rapid pace, and it's also coming down in terms of prices. Either the cost of having smart devices, the cost of actually getting onto the internet and actually participating in the digital economy. And also because of COVID-19, technology has reduced a lot of friction that has traditionally been faced by people. So you can just think about it from that point of view, that a lot of these companies, they seem to be, you know, surging in popularity, in dominance, and the number of them. And that is likely a reflection of what the economy is doing and where the economy is going. And very important, what's actually happening with the FinCheck, just helping people to come up and find some of the best products that they can, because in this environment, everyone is strained. Consumer-facing businesses are going through a tough time because consumers themselves are under a lot of pressure. And if you can, as a consumer, if you can find a way to actually use a business like FinCheck or any other similar type of offering to go and maybe renegotiate or get a better deal for something that you have, that's for a financial product that you have that's existing, then you can actually find yourself actually saving more money, for example. So, you know, very good. And it would be good to see in future what the competitive landscape actually looks like, because if we then get more players into the market, that might, you know, help to drive innovation further, right? That might actually, who knows, it might help to reduce prices, or it might, we might find ourselves with people that get, you know, more innovative products, right, that are then able to help consumers at the end of the day. So that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter, where hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller, together with Modiehi Mashemaete. I've been Mliwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.